Happy to have Donna Marie Cooper O'Boyle joining us. She's host of Catholic Moms Cafe on EWTN, author of The Kiss of Jesus through Ignatius Press. Donna Marie, glad to have you back.
Thank you so much. Good morning, Anna.
So we're continuing our series on Mother Teresa and mercy during this year of mercy. And today we're talking about mercy at home. And my first question to you, Donna Marie, is how is it possible for a person to do well at practicing mercy anywhere if he or she isn't practicing it at home?
Exactly, Anna, exactly. You know, Mother Teresa said, love begins at home. Love lives in homes, and that is why there's so much suffering and so much unhappiness in the world today, because there is so little love in the homes and in family life. If you are to bring that love again, we have to begin at home. We must make our homes centers of compassion and forgive endlessly. And I think that so many times we think we need to run out and convert the whole world rather than take care of our own home life, you know, the conversions in our own hearts and that mission that God gives us to be an instrument in the heart of the home, in that domestic church, to help with conversions of hearts in our families and to learn forgiveness and tenderness and compassion in the heart of the home. It's a lot harder in the home than it is to you know, offer that forgiveness to someone else, perhaps.
You know, I agree with that wholeheartedly, that it seems harder to practice forgiveness within the context of our own families than it is to practice it outside the context of our own families. But do you have any thoughts on why that is?
Well, yes, because it's so much easier. Like Mother Teresa said, you know, it's far easier to serve a dish of rice to someone on the other side of the world who's starving, you know, for a piece of bread or for a dish of rice, than to serve that dish of rice, which can be translated into a dish of love, you know, to someone in your own home, she would say. So in other words, we get that pat on the back, or we get that good feeling, or, you know, we have that desire to do good, and that's great. God puts that in our hearts, but He's asking us to focus first at home within the confines of our home. In other words, you know, you might feel good helping out there in the world, but, you know, you have to take care of the nitty-gritty details in your home. That person who's being grouchy, that toddler running circles around you, that teenager with angst, the things that happen in the home are so, you know, up close and personal to these people who, you know, we might not feel like forgiving at that moment, but we need to. We need to pray and practice forgiveness. We need to, you know, form a habit of forgiving and to give endlessly. And that's where, you know, God really works in those moments, in those encounters right in the home.
Well, do you think too, Donna Marie, that, I mean, let's be honest, practicing forgiveness, practicing mercy takes effort. It takes something out of us, in a sense. You know, it takes energy. And it's so much easier to just not deal with it and to save that energy when it comes to our families. We feel like we can do that to them.
Well, sometimes it's okay to be quiet, and sometimes it's okay to put something to the side for a while and to pray about it and pray for the graces to be able to really then deal with the situation at hand. You know, so sometimes you might not confront that situation immediately. But so there are a couple of ways to go about it, but we do need to take care of that situation within our own home. We do need to exert the energy. You know, Mother Teresa also was famous for saying that love often hurts. Love often requires sacrifice. Love, you know, should cost us. So that's real love. You know, it's not the warm and fuzzy love, you know, everything's fine and dandy. You know, things require sacrifice. Real, authentic love does. So, you know, it does require that effort, but we need to do it. And that's where the miracles happen in human hearts, and that's what helps to get that other person to heaven and ourselves too. You know, it's in those details of life and offering forgiveness. So many, you know, great things happen in our hearts when we really push beyond our comfort zones and when we really make that effort to forgive that other person.
Well, you know, Donna Marie, as you're talking, I'm thinking about how struck I was when your book, The Kiss of Jesus, came out. You came on the Sunrise Morning Show and told some of your story that is contained within that book. And forgiveness is something that you've really had to learn over the years. Can you just, rehash, what's the word I'm looking for? Just remind listeners about what you've had to deal with when it comes
sure.
to forgiveness?
Okay, that would take a few hours at least. But I had a crazy crooked path in life. You know, I wanted it to be straight. I wanted it to be this nice, you know, vocation of marriage and family and everything going well. But all kinds of things happened, abuse and, you know, being held captive by a man with a machine gun, all kinds of things that you would, you know, listeners might not have known about me, just seeing me on EWTN or reading my books thus far. But I realized I needed to share the challenges. I needed to share the struggles in my life so that I could offer hope to others. You know, it was really hard going through all of that, but God definitely gave me the grace to keep offering my heart to Him, even when I didn't know He was there, you know, in all those dark corners and just praying to God for help and you know, praying for the grace to forgive those who hurt me. And the saints really taught me a lot about that. I stayed close to the church, stay close to the saints, definitely to Jesus, right near Him in the Blessed Sacrament whenever I could, or just offering my heart right in the midst of the chaos, you know. And so I try to encourage others to stay close to like-minded people, faith-filled people, so that, you know, going through your struggles, you can find that inspiration. I found it through prayer and through the saints. You know, Mother Teresa taught me a lot, and a lot of the saints, about forgiveness. So it's a real important part of our journey through life. You know, there are going to be, I mean, we're not going to get through life without being hurt, without being wounded. I see so many people in my ministry. I come across so many broken people, and a lot of that happens in the family. That's where, you know, a lot of that pain happens. You know, it's unfortunate that we have so many broken families, but we need to help those people. We need to reach out and help them. We need to help our own families. And one time I came across a young mother having a meltdown in an airport, and she was just so distraught, and I ended up giving her a hug after I asked permission, you know, to give her a hug. And she accepted that hug, and she was so thankful, and she cried and said, "It's just that my mother and my stepmother abandoned me." And you see, so much brokenness because we might feel abandoned, we might be abandoned. There's so many things that can happen in our home life. And so let's start with forgiving and loving and practicing the virtues. And I challenge everyone today, to what three things can you do to make your home a place of compassion and forgiveness?